the storm that came was unbelievable. The amount of damage of water that came down. I want to thank Sligo County Council outdoor staff for the great work they've done, bringing sandbags to houses where there was houses at risk. Out closing down roads where the floods were very serious on the long stretch and many parts of this area that we live in ourselves. The ESB out, and also the fire service, the great work that they have done. So, I mean, that's when we know we have great people in these jobs, between giving up their family time as well on a Sunday to come out to make sure that the roads were clear and everything was done right.
And we know that these storms are going to be more frequent going forward. Is there any sort of work that can be done on the ground to limit the impact that they will have going forward and to, I suppose, limit the flooding instances right across Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal?
Well, there is areas that we need to look at and address. As I said, there's flooding, on the Killarney to Killooney Road. We need to look at that flooding and see can we put in extra pipe and work along there to address it. I know that we had footpaths in there and there was new drains put in, but the deluge of water that came, it would be very hard for the water to get away that fast, so we do need to look at them areas. We've seen the long stretch again, even though we raised the road there and we did work with there, the flooding is still occurring there as well. Especially anywhere there's around houses and that, I think we need to have a serious look at that, because as you said, moving forward, the climate we're in now is changing, and the amount of rain that's fallen is a lot more than we're used to. So we do need to look at it, and I can say that Sligo County Council will be doing their best to make sure that any house that's in threat of flooding, that they will look into it and see can we address it in any way we can.